Welcome to the Girl God Experience.
Welcome to the Girl God Experience, where you learn how to live life at the end of the world.
That's the tagline that we discussed and agreed on.
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah.
I'm April Clark.
I'm Grace Freud.
And we're your hosts of the Girl God Experience.
We have been asked by so many people to share our wisdom in the most public way possible.
Totally, totally. And so we decided it was time to finally put pen to paper
We go around the country, we give speeches, we share thoughts.
We talk. You know, people have looked to us for a long time, you know, as thought leaders, even.
Yeah, I would say as even spirit leaders, soul leaders.
Well, you know, I go back and forth about if that's even the language that I want to use. I don't know how I don't know if I'm a spiritual person per se.
That's interesting.
Well, you know, the thing about that is I'm going to be really honest with you. That kind of scares me.
It scares you.
Yeah. The thought of myself as a spiritual being.
Wow. Do you think it scares you because you know you're going to go to hell?
Don't say that. I don't even want to talk about it. I'm not going to go to hell. Don't even joke about that.
Don't worry about that.
Don't
worry about that. Because I think that the Bible is pretty clear about the fact that there's mostly not an afterlife.
Well, you know, have
I think
you actually,
one person gets to go to heaven.
Have you actually read the Bible word for word? Have you actually read it?
I've dreamt read it.
If you actually, that means like in your dream.
Yeah, I've read it in my dreams.
In a dream. Well, here's the thing. If you get into it for real, if you actually read the Bible word for word, most of it is completely unintelligible. Most of it doesn't make any fucking sense.
I don't know. I feel like I would never read the Bible because, you know, the Lord is my father. And I think it's disrespectful to read Daddy's diary.
Interesting.
I think reading Daddy's diary is a big no-no.
No, I totally agree with that. Well, let's introduce our fabulous guest that we have today.
Our guest today is a warrior in the fight.
In the war.
In the culture wars.
Yeah. In the war on men, even, I would say.
I'm on the front lines of the culture war, a lot of people are saying.
Yeah. If he's not a warrior on the front lines in the war on men, he's certainly on the front line of the war on boys.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. One or the other.
Men.
Oh, okay.
But some people would disagree about that. People go back and forth about that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a war on a boy.
What is a woman?
Mm.
Yeah.
And can you be groomed at age 30?
We're gonna try.
We're gonna try. No, we can't even joke about. Don't even joke about that, Grace. Don't even joke about that. Don't even joke about grooming a 30-year-old man.
What's wrong with grooming?
Not my 30-year-old ass getting groomed.
I groom people all the time, but not for sex stuff. I groom my mom to get her to send me 50 bucks whenever I need it.
We all do platonic grooming.
I do a lot of platonic grooming.
Totally.
I agree with that.
I have no problem with that. I have no objection with platonic grooming.
I groom you to keep Diet Coke in your fridge at all times.
Yeah, totally. I mean, that's beneficial for me and for you.
I groomed Brandon to say yes to being on this podcast. Yeah,
totally. Let me just say our guest today is Brandon Wardell.
Yeah, welcome.
Thank you, Brandon Wardell.
Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
You guys are
drinking Diet Coke before noon.
Well, yes. Bold. My parents no longer have a say in how I live my life.
Yeah,
so
you can drink as much soda as you want.
Yeah, I can drink as much soda as I want.
Soda is so good.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really, really good.
Some people say that it's bad for you.
Some people go as far as to say that drinking soda all the time is bad for you.
And those people are so wrong.
What do we think about that?
They're so wrong.
You think they're wrong?
They're 100% wrong.
You think they're really wrong?
People who say that soda and carbonated drinks are bad for you.
Well, how does it get carbonated? That's my question.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it gets...
Like, what gives it... What does that? How did they do that? How did it become?
How did they think of soda?
Like, how did
it's balls? It's balls of it's balls of gas.
Yeah, like
it's
how
balls
did they,
of gas.
How, but
inside,
how did they get them in there in thinning, the can? How did it go in the to the can?
It's thinning a liquid.
How did they come up with that?
Do
we know? Does anyone even know? Is that like known? You know, we take that for granted that soda just like is carbonated. It's carbonated. Where does that word even come from? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about...
That's just something I think about. I think we need to ask, instead of asking, is it bad for you? Why don't we figure out first where it even comes from?
You guys are going to have members of the science community on here.
Oh, yeah. For sure. We'll need to be consulted.
When you think about carbonation, we're carbon-based life forms. So when you drink a carbonated drink, you are giving yourself the building blocks you need to survive. Water has zero carbon in it. So these water heads who are constantly talking about drinking enough water to stay hydrated.
Yeah, you don't actually
read a fucking book.
My body's 60% water.
Maybe
my
read
body's
a
100% soda.
My body is, I would say, it's about 85% Diet Coke and 15% tumors.
We get that on the mic?
Yeah, we got that.
I'm going to join you.
That's going in.
I mean, this is how epic is this to have 2016's number one Chapo guest and 2022's number one Chapo guest.
That's true. We've been criticized in our time for our kind of free thinking and the skepticism that we bring to, you know, political issues. And that's why we thought it was, you know, time to do this show. Because
I think it's, you know, since our appearances on, you know, leftist podcasts, we have left the left and then we return to it.
I've been a leftist about five
and
or
then
six times.
Yeah, we've left it again. We kind of keep going back and forth.
Yeah.
Like, I'm feeling kind of leftist today. But after lunch, who knows?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, who knows? Some days I wake up and I just don't feel leftist at all.
Yeah. But that's okay.
Yeah.
And
that's fine.
All dirtbag, no left.
That's valid.
Yeah.
That's exactly valid.
Brandon. Exactly. Yeah. I think you really get it. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I wake up and I got an anger in my belly. I got an anger in my belly.
Yeah. What about what?
Well, it depends. If I'm feeling leftist that day, it's about injustice.
Yeah.
And if I'm feeling non-leftist that day,
right,
it's about a group of people, but it changes.
Right. Which groups of people? Yeah. Which groups of people?
I would say that a lot of the time.
I'm just curious. I'm just wondering which groups of people.
Top three races.
Which three? Yeah, race or otherwise. Just like which groups. I'm just wondering which groups.
It's not based on like race.
But, like,
or
I don't mean to pry. I'm wondering which groups.
Yeah, certainly.
I don't mean to push. I just want to know.
It's not based on like race or ethnic origin or socioeconomic status.
But like of the different groups, like which ones?
Yeah, of the different groups, I would say that like it's usually along the lines of something.
Which lines? Like which groups?
Yeah.
Which groups? I'm just want to know which
certainly
groups. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say some letters really quick, okay? LGBTQIA+.
Well, you know, some people would actually say
plus.
That we are LGBTQIA+.
Sure,
plus.
But I didn't mean all of those letters. I mean each of those letters is a different group.
Mm-hmm.
And so I might be upset with one of the letters.
Right.
When I'm not
right.
feeling leftist,
totally.
I might be upset with one of the
totally.
Letters.
Totally. I'm often upset with one of the letters.
I'm often upset with the plus.
Totally.
Because
like,
I'm
what
like,
is that?
At least choose a fucking letter.
I just found out yesterday.
Yeah, queer,
speaking
queer
of,
and lonely,
speaking
I would
of
say.
Plus,
yeah,
I just
know,
found
we,
out.
We're not really open about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, guys, this is something important. I just found out yesterday that. Are you familiar with the pop star Ed Sheeran?
No.
Okay. Ed Sheeran is a pop star and a redhead.
So he's hot?
Well, it's kind of that's something we can discuss.
He's
personally.
A non-hot pop star,
and Brandon, you don't have to participate in that conversation because it'd be gay to have that conversation. But he has
there's
an album.
Nothing gay about that.
We can put.
He has an album that's called Plus.
Straight
just the
men.
Plus sign.
Wait.
I didn't know that until yesterday.
Straight men have been deciding which men are hot for hundreds of years.
Not the ones that are truly straight, though.
Hollywood execs?
I think that, no, yeah. but see, I think that that's because the there's a sickness infecting heterosexual men that's trying to lure yeah. them into homosexual ways of
yeah.
being.
They're all that doing the,
sense. I mean, yeah.
The Harry Styles booty challenge.
Totally. Harry Styles, I would say, is kind sense. Of the yeah. epitome of, you know, that kind of phenomenon that we're seeing yeah. in the world.
This Ed Sheeran album is just called Plus.
I didn't know that he had an album that's just called Plus, the plus sign.
Oh,
and his more and
coded
his,
language.
And his upcoming album is called Minus or Subtraction or something like that. And wow. it's just yeah. the minus sign.
Good for him on going back into the closet.
So, yeah. Well, you said you didn't know about him, but.
I didn't know about him, but the only information I have is he had an album that was called Plus.
I totally get it. I totally get that. Yeah. No, I totally understand that. And good for him for going back in. Yeah.
Yeah. Should we go kind of break it down a little further?
Who?
The plus to minus thing that I was talking about?
Sure. Break that down for me. Tell me what's going on there.
I think he realized that there were enough plus. There were enough LGBT people.
Yeah.
And
so you read that plus as coded language that is coded.
As coming out.
As coming out.
He came out.
He's coming out coded. He's coded,
coming out.
Coded for coming to come out.
He
coded
came
about,
out.
He coded. He's coded.
He probably went to a gay bar or two.
Right. I've been to some of those.
The roster is full.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll just go back to being straight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brandon, today we wanted to share some wisdom with you.
The main purpose of this podcast is to kind of, you know, unpack conventional wisdom, bring a skeptical, critical lens to the world around us.
It's a wisdom exchange, you know?
Totally.
We're pumping wisdom into each other.
Totally.
Well, thanks for having me. There's a lot of, you know, I'm one of the more radical thinkers in our...
Yeah.
community.
We're happy to have you.
There's sort of been, you know, I don't know. Like, I mean, a lot of people wouldn't platform.
Yeah. Can you just sit, tell me more about that?
Well, I don't know. I've come under fire for my half Filipino supremacist rhetoric.
Yeah. Mm.
But I think
the other half is white supremacist.
Is white.
So
but
this
it's half.
Is, you believe that
you're just half white supremacist.
Wait, do you think? Yeah. Wait, to clarify.
Yeah.
When you say half Filipino supremacist, can it be half Filipino and half whatever?
No,
it has to be half Filipino and half
just
white.
Just checking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just checking. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
I think that that's the master.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah. No, I totally get that.
Yeah.
I totally.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that, but I totally get it. Mm,
yeah.
I totally understand.
Yeah.
It's not where I come from personally. Yeah. It's not my tradition of thinking, but I totally hear that.
I wouldn't go as far as to say that I disagree with it, but I do think it's disgusting.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's an important distinction, I think. That's a really important distinction.
I might groom you into half Filipino supremacy.
Well, don't joke about that.
By the end of this.
But maybe don't joke about that.
No. I'm cool. I'm good. I'm very groomable.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm very groomable.
Okay. Yeah. That's true.
One of your best traits.
It goes around, comes around.
That's true. Yeah. What goes around? Yeah. Well, is I. Yeah. What? That's a saying that I like to think about sometimes.
Like, listen. I've groomed you into being my podcast co-host. I groomed Brandon into being the guest here. Mm-hmm. It's only fair that Brandon gets to groom me into something.
That's totally. Real. And whether that's sexual or not, that's fine. Either way, it's fine.
I didn't do a sex one.
That's where the line is for you.
Is that not where the line is for you?
I'm not sure about my opinion yet.
Oh,
I like to take in all the facts and all sides before really coming out with a strong.
You gotta do your own research.
I had to do my own research about grooming. Yeah. Yeah,
that's so interesting. Like, it makes me wonder.
And you can't knock it until you have tried it from either side. You know, that's not saying that you need to do. You know, just
I think before I...
Sorry for being a free thinker.
Yeah.
I'm just having... No. Just, like, letting myself go here.
That's totally fair.
Thank
That's
you.
That's totally fair. I think I would want to definitely kind of maybe read what some great philosophers thought
about,
the Greeks. I wonder if they had anything going on where older people would do something with younger people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wonder if they had opinions on that. You know, I'd want to hear from the great philosophers before I did something like that.
Really quick, this podcast is brought to you today by Super Prostate Extreme 10 a Day. It's a 10 a day pill that will make your prostate larger than ever before.
Yeah.
Just want to drop that in while we have a second. And, sorry, I left out the end of the read. You might think that that's gay, but it's actually very masculine. That's the end of the read. The reason that we really started this podcast is to kind of, you know, traffic in conventional wisdom and, you know, and take a look at some free thinkers.
Yeah.
So
yeah, the wisdom that we think
you're
should,
grooming, you're trafficking.
We're trafficking
yeah.
We're propagandizing.
Totally.
But we're propagandizing.
Well,
the
but
good.
The interesting thing about those words is that they all mean multiple things. And that's kind of one of the things we want to talk about on this podcast is, you know, language can be coded to mean different things.
And every dictionary is different.
That's true.
Every dictionary is
and
different.
And who wrote the dictionary? Do we even know that?
Like
it's do we even have an answer for who wrote the dictionary?
If you look up blue in one dictionary, it'll call it a color. If you look up the word blue in another dictionary, it'll call it a feeling.
And if you look up blue in another dictionary, it's something that my girlfriend does to me.
Ayo.
Come on now. Look at the... kind of a morning zoo vibe.
Yeah, sorry about that. Couldn't resist that. But that's the kind of joke that, you know, they'll come for you for.
Yeah,
they'll come for you.
They'll come for you for that.
And if you want to be ready for when they come for you,
totally,
then you're going to want to get some of Domingo's all-natural amphetamines. Domingo's all-natural amphetamines. Grown on American farms with American soil and American natural-made meth.
Just one question. Does the ad read specify the voice?
Does the ad read specify the voice?
That you have to do a voice for reading it? Or
When I care about a product, does the ad read specify it? Sure.
Great. That answers that question. What we want to do today with you, Brandon, is... you know, we want to start off, we want to really come in swinging with some powerful wisdom. Are you familiar with a fellow thought leader and man on the front lines of the culture war, Jordan B. Peterson?
Dr. Jordan B. Peterson.
We kind of came up together.
Wow, that's wild.
Interesting.
You're a young man.
Yeah.
And
His writing was probably really relevant to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that you have a solid foundation for the rest of your life.
Thank you.
And that our listeners as well have a solid foundation. So we, you know, I want to dive into, are you familiar with his 12 rules for life?
Refresh me on the 12.
We will. And all of our listeners too. So
I am pretty,
we want to go through all of them.
Yeah, I am pretty entry level in my knowledge.
Great.
Like I know the, you know, making your bed.
But I do think that what's more important than knowing them on like a conscious level is having it, you know, in an unconscious level so that you don't get sucked into, you know, the wrong sides of the culture war, which clearly you haven't.
Yeah.
So
think of this podcast studio as the trailhead for the rest of your life.
Totally.
I think that what we're about to share with you are going to be each rule is like a wheel.
Totally.
And by the end of
you'll have
this, you will have
12 wheels.
You have 12 wheeled
A 12-wheeled
philosophy
through life.
Wow. Kind of a duodeca cycle.
Totally. And so Jordan Peterson, for those listeners who don't know, Jordan Peterson, Dr. Peterson, forgive me.
Jordan Peterson is probably the most prominent working gay philosopher today. Yeah.
And well, here's the thing. Dr. Peterson, you might think that, you know, for those listeners who don't know, Grace and I are both, you know, what's colloquially known as transsexual women.
Mm-hmm.
And you might think that, you know, why do they why does Jordan Peterson resonate with them?
I love gay guys.
Yeah, I mean, and also, even though, you know, Peterson himself has been very public about his dislike for trans women,
mm-hmm.
I don't find, you know, I don't have any dislike mm-hmm. for him.
No, it's a classic sinner, it's one of those situations where it's like, hate the sin, love the saint.
Yes.
And we are the sins.
That's exactly right.
And
that's
Jordan
exactly,
Peterson is the saint.
That's exactly,
The sinner should love.
It's something like that. The saying is something like that. And that's the philosophy that we try to embody.
The sinner doesn't pee till daddy says so.
Well, I don't think it's that, but I do appreciate that kind of opinion.
All of these things we just said are just separate sayings from different cultures.
Yeah. That's actually a great way to think about it. That actually really helps
me. They're all as valid as each other.
But so rule number one, let's get into this. Let's break it down, okay? We're going to break it down together. Rule number one is stand up straight with your shoulders back.
Yes, and you're probably wondering how far back.
For those of you who can't see, Brandon is adjusting his posture right now. That's very good. And these rules mostly apply to men in the world. You know, women live by a different set of rules that we can totally get into on a different podcast.
Right.
Okay, so rule number one is stand up straight with your shoulders back. I have no issue with that rule. That one makes perfect sense to me. Mm-hmm. I think that's great. I think that's a great piece of wisdom. Rule number two is, and this one's kind of a thinker, treat yourself like someone you are responsible for helping.
Okay.
Think about that for a second. Think about what that actually looks like in practice. Treat yourself like someone you are responsible for helping.
Treat yourself like someone you are responsible
for. It's like, what does that even mean? It's very difficult to understand just because it's so...
I mean, in my experience...
you got to groom yourself.
Sometimes you got to groom yourself. That's exactly right. Brandon, that's exactly right. Sometimes you have to groom yourself.
I guess, and with the whole standing up with your shoulders back thing, that's kind of just like the first step of grooming yourself.
Right, that's true. Yeah. That's
I guess
true.
For me, when I think about like...
Because it's like, are you the groomer or the groomee? You know, and if you're standing straight with your shoulders back, you're the groomer. And you need to be able to groom yourself. So I think that's important.
But if your shoulders are too far back, then your hands are down by your butt.
Yeah, and that's feminine.
Is this mostly about wiping your ass?
No.
So that your hands are in the right place to really get in there?
No, that's not about any... That's not any... None of the rules are that. Mm. That's not any of the rules, no.
When I think about, being responsible for taking care of yourself, I think about,
treating yourself like someone you are responsible for helping. That's the verbatim, the quote. And what I love about that is it's a very complicated sentence, and it has to be because it's so wise. I think if Peterson were to write these rules in any simpler language, it would lose all meaning. It wouldn't make any sense.
So it's kind of like you're your own doctor?
It's kind of like that.
So is it like a regular doctor?
I distrust... medical establishment.
Yeah.
As a trans woman, I obviously distrust most medical professionals.
Yeah, I don't...
Peterson being the exception, obviously. Dr. Peterson.
I do already kind of treat myself like my own doctor because I don't listen to myself. I'm not really trying to help myself. And I'm spending a bunch of money on nothing.
That's great. I think that's exactly what Peterson is getting at here. I think that's exactly right. Brandon, does that rule make sense to you?
Yeah, I would say so.
You would say that one makes sense to you?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, great.
He means doctor and not nurse, right? Because if I was treating myself like my own nurse, I would bring myself a little pudding.
Well, yeah.
Jello.
I put IV in myself.
I think when we really get into the text, it's a little unclear, honestly. So that's maybe a question we could bring to him.
That would be important. Yeah, I think
that's your white. That's your white whale.
That's our white whale. At least so far, it's one of our multiple white whales.
Yeah. Maybe he means you're supposed to treat yourself like a prize racehorse.
Oh, yeah. That's an interesting way to think about it.
Because that's like, I think horses are taken care of the best.
Both sexually and otherwise.
And maybe, yes, exactly.
Exactly.
And maybe he means that you're supposed to like use a machine to get everything out down there.
Totally.
And maybe he also means that you're supposed to nail horseshoes to your feet.
The third rule is make friends with people who want the best for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
That one makes a lot of sense. Totally. Okay. But before these rules came into my life, I used to not always make friends with people who want the best for me.
Yeah.
And
I
think that's just a mistake, first of all.
Exclusively fraternize with enemies.
Exclusively fraternize. Yeah. And you don't want to do that.
We found out about these rules like a week ago, and we've been friends for years. Are you?
Your intentions are unclear, but that's okay.
What do you mean my intentions are unclear?
Well, do you want the best for me?
I want the best.
Grace,
for you.
Then we can remain friends.
Kind of take your headphones out and just close your ears for a second.
Yeah.
Before we recorded, you told me that Grace is fake as fuck.
I mean, I do feel that way sometimes.
Yeah.
I do feel that way.
You said she's a fake, a snake, and a phony.
I did say that, but I'm not sure. I'm just not sure.
Yeah,
I'm just not totally sure. But we'll see.
Grace, you can come back. You can come back.
Hey, I don't know if you two know this, but
let's keep moving.
I can read lips.
Hold up.
I can read lips, and I just want to say thanks for saying all that really nice stuff. I don't know why you didn't feel comfortable just saying it to me.
We didn't want to inflate your ego too much.
Yeah.
You know that can be bad
a
for
lover?
The kind of critical world.
I don't know how you guys know about that, but that's really nice.
No, we just didn't want to inflate your ego too much. Mm-hmm.
And a piece of cake. Wow. Even if that's a fat thing, that still sounds nice.
It is. It's not a fat thing. But if it were, that wouldn't be a problem.
No.
Okay. So let's keep on moving. Rule number four is compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not to who someone else is today.
Wow.
That's another one that I feel like if it were written in any simpler language, it would just lose all meaning.
I'm kind of liking these rules.
You're kind of liking these rules. That's right.
I'm kind of liking these rules.
They really speak to you, and they should, because as a young male, biological male yourself, these rules are for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you
more than anyone else?
Are you shaving your head right now? What's going on?
I'm just sort of learning.
I don't know if you listen. I don't mean to be a party pooper, but I don't know if you can shave your head in the studio. But yeah, I think that's really interesting.
It's fine. Just let him do it. That's not a big deal.
Let's
keep it moving. Rule number five.
Can I say one thing really quick?
Sure, sure. Of course.
That's why.
You can say, you can say one thing.
Since I read this,
go ahead.
I've been adding something to my sundae every day. My ice cream sundae. Because I'm like, I want to be a better person yesterday. So I started with... I started with plain vanilla ice cream.
Okay.
And then, added a little chocolate sauce the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Now it actually, it involves a couple of meat ingredients.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
Oh, okay. It's kind of a
sweet and savory
thing. And
that's something
that
elsewhere Peterson has actually written extensively about, is incorporating meat into your diet in kind of a big way.
I mean, if you can have a cookie ice cream sandwich, why not a filet mignon ice cream
sandwich? Absolutely.
Oh, he did do the...
Absolutely. Yeah, he did. He did do the
24-hour all-beef diet.
Absolutely. And that's Peterson himself.
Yeah, damn.
Yeah, he did do that.
Yeah, I mean, a guy like that, I bet he's slinging a lot of beef,
Oh, definitely.
I love gay guys.
Absolutely.
I love gay guys.
Absolutely. Gay guys are amazing.
I love gay guys.
I never have a problem with that letter. Let's just say it's not that letter that I have a problem with.
Yeah, it's not that one.
It's not that letter.
It's not that one.
Listen, we all know, I'm not going to say which letter it is that I really have a problem with. But we all know. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We all know.
Hmm? I'm not gonna say which letter. I'm not gonna confirm mm-hmm. which letter it is that I'm
Are you guys doing
about,
a paywall
okay?
thing?
I'm not.
Yeah.
You should confirm it behind a paywall.
Confirm it on the Patreon.
Yeah.
Subscribe to the Patreon for my least favorite letters of the alphabet.
April, what is the, are we on the fifth rule?
We're about to be. The fifth rule, do not let your children do anything that makes you dislike them. That, I think, is a great rule. And if I were allowed to have children, I would implement that rule into their parenting style. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You're not implementing any soda rules?
Oh, no.
I mean, listen, if my kid doesn't like soda, I don't even know how we could relate. I'm going to let my kid... My mom let me drink Diet Coke from when I was like four. And I pretty much only drank Diet Coke for like a decade. My mom was super good at that role, even though she was a woman and not a man, actually.
Wow.
She would really not let me do anything that she disliked or didn't do, which was confusing because that meant that I kind of lived my life like a middle-aged, very sad woman as a child. Reading mystery novels and watching NCIS and stuff.
Totally.
And drinking a lot of Diet Coke. But, you know, it made me, God.
Four years old.
It made me who I am today.
Drinking Diet Coke, watching your stories.
It did, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Watching my stories.
So, you know, for those listeners out there who do have children, don't let your children do anything that makes you dislike
them. and it'll work out.
Yeah, and it'll work out totally fine.
It'll work out.
Rule six, set your house in perfect order before you criticize the world.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yeah, that's a fiery one. Mm-hmm. That's a fiery rule. That is an incredible rule. Set that house in order.
Yes.
Girl, set that house in order. That's what I'm always saying. Set that house in order. I think that's a direct quote
from the book, which again,
that's how he came up with that, Jordan Peterson, he was at the gay bar and he said, girl, get your house in order.
I love gay guys.
And then he said, oh shit, that's going in the book. It's giving get your house in order.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
that
really,
is not a serve.
That's not a serve.
What I love about yourself before you serve other people. What I love about this 12 Rules for Life book is it finally answers the question of like what would the book be like if a gay guy wrote a book?
That's true. It does finally answer that question, right? Yeah, totally. Yeah. Totally.
It's a shame it took until what year did 12 Ways of Life?
2018.
Not until 2018,
I believe.
Wow.
Did a gay guy write a book?
Yeah, not until 2018 did a gay guy write a book.
I mean, it takes a while.
And
when
I mean, you can tell because he had to write it very simply by breaking it up into 12 kind of clear parts.
Yeah.
You know, very
it's
simple
really,
rules.
The whole book is like
that's the only
15 gay, pages maybe.
And now these days, gay guys are writing very complicated books, but this is kind of history. You know, they had to start with these pamphlet. Very simple
compared
books.
To some of their books, it's more of a pamphlet.
Rule seven is pursue what is meaningful, not what is expedient. I don't know what that means,
but I don't know exactly what that means
for me or for in general.
Like those the words?
But I love it.
I certainly don't know what expedient means.
I'm not quite sure what it all means.
Yeah. But I'm waiting for the right man to come along and explain
and
it.
Do you guys have a Jamie of your own?
Jamie, pull that up.
Yeah, but that's
what
just,
does experience
it's just,
mean?
It's just me.
Do you have one of those?
It's just me, and no, okay. I don't even know how to type
Apes, pull that up.
I don't know how.
Yeah, we're waiting for like
we'll
as soon
back.
As a guy
we'll
teaches
back.
Us how to use Google,
we'll pull that up.
Computers are just so confusing.
Yeah, they're very confusing to me. They're very, very, very confusing to me. Rule number eight is tell the truth or at least don't lie.
Okay.
And now that one,
what's the difference?
I'm not so sure about, because, you know, think about truth and lies. Just think about that. Think about truth and lies. And, you know, it's pretty crazy stuff. Like, just think about truth and also think about lies. Think about truth and also lies.
That's the problem with the I can't do the Peterson voice.
No, but that is the problem. Because
he does, it sounds like Kermit.
It does.
It sounds like Kermit, and I can't do it.
It does. We just had Will Sasso
was just on the Brandon Jamel show. It was very, very good Kermit Jordan Peterson.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, no, that is the, but, you know, because, well, females, but that's the problem.
Yeah, that is
females eat hot chip and lie.
They do. I mean, they do.
Yeah.
They do. Mm-hmm. That's another Jordan Peterson quote, actually.
I think it's easy to tell the truth, but it's hard not to lie, you know?
That's exactly, yeah.
I think
that's a really
it.
Great way to put it.
Because I think that, like, for instance, I can say how I feel. I can say, I love you, April. I love you, Brandon. Mm-hmm. And those are real feelings. But then when I say, I'm Grace, how do I know that that is my true name in the cosmos?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that's fact.
Like,
you detector tests don't even work on me, because, you know, when they ask you those questions up front to, like, get kind of a baseline reading, it always comes across as a lie when I say that I'm April. When they say, is your name April Clark? It always comes across as a lie. So they can't even get a baseline for me when I take a lie detector test.
That makes sense.
They
say,
is this your address? And it's my real address. And I say, yes. And they say, she's lying. So it doesn't even work on it, because lying is just very...
What's your address?
It's subjective. We'll paywall that.
Well, I think that what that comes down to is you don't believe your own self.
And that's the trouble with lying, is that you don't know when you're...
We're on a constant search for truth.
Yeah.
And how do we know what...
That's exactly
what
right.
...what the truth could
That's
possibly
exactly right.
be?
Oh,
facts.
Well, I could be lying about literally everything.
So, rule number nine is actually extremely relevant to this. Rule number nine is...
It's interesting how
that works. Assume that the person you're listening to might know something that you don't.
Oh! Okay. Like something fun?
Totally. No, like, exactly. Like something fun.
Like, oh, we're having pizza later?
Like that. They might know that. They might know that. That's true.
Maybe somebody in this room knows that.
Maybe somebody in this room knows that.
Okay.
Just, you know, assume that. Totally. Rule number 10 is be precise in your speech. And that's another one where I don't know exactly what that means.
Yeah.
But I fucking love it.
Yeah.
You know, I think that... when I think about, like, precision in my speech, that really, really reminds me of a little thing that has been really helpful to both me and April, actually. It's a little thing called Liberty VPN. It's the only VPN that lets you do whatever you want online, because it's the only VPN for libertarians. You know, it doesn't matter.
I see. There
it
we
doesn't.
Go.
It doesn't matter what you think the age of consent should be.
They put that right in there.
I never thought about this loophole. This is good stuff.
Liberty VPN, the only VPN that lets you look at whatever you want. Like, seriously, whatever you want.
Liberty VPN. It's not a mental illness. It's politics.
Oh, yeah. So go ahead and check that out.
Mm-hmm.
Use a code to get 10% off.
Use
a code to get 10% off.
Use the code SHUT UP. For 10% off.
That's good. Yeah. That's,
I don't know why it's in, like, are you telling someone to shut up about what you're
searching for? But really, you just use any code to get 10% off. Pretty much. Just use a code.
You just have to type some letters in.
Use a code to get 10% off.
They really are trying to get as many people onto the service as possible. Yeah. It almost costs nothing. It's it's like, it seems government subsidized.
How do you know so much about Liberty VPN?
Well, I know a lot about Liberty VPN.
This is an ad that Grace brought to the table, by the way. A sponsor that Grace brought to the table.
Yeah, I know a lot about Liberty VPN because I'm not a user myself, but...
Right. Well, because you don't need to look at whatever.
No, I mean, I don't really know how to use the internet.
Right. Totally.
But I will say... an old friend of mine who is actually, his day job is in the FBI.
Totally.
This is his startup, I guess.
Oh, okay. So
they're not connected.
We should get him on the show.
Yeah.
That'd be a great person to chat with.
An old friend from high school. He's in the FBI and this is his startup, I guess.
Totally.
And he was like, yeah, if you got any real freaks, which I'm sure was just a fun thing.
Totally.
That, you know, we're trying to get as many of them to sign up for this as possible.
So rule number 11 is do not bother children while they are skateboarding.
That's sage.
Okay, wait.
That's sage advice.
Huh.
And, you might wonder if that's really the rule.
This one seems kind of a...
It really
like kind
is,
of a departure
it
from
is the rule.
Prior 10.
It really is the rule. And you might think that that's kind of a strange, very specific rule. But in many ways, isn't it actually the most broad? Isn't it actually the most all-encompassing rule of any of the rules? Do not bother children while they are skateboarding. You have to ask, what does that mean? You know? Mm-hmm. And maybe we don't know the answer, but that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that it probably means do not bother children who are doing sick shit, right? It's probably okay to bother a child who sucks at it.
Here's the thing about skateboarding. Yeah. It's sick as fuck.
Yeah.
So don't bother children while they're doing activities like that. And then
but if they've got a helmet on and knee pads, it's probably to bother them because
that's not real skateboarding. And then the final rule is pet a cat when you encounter one in the street.
Oh.
What do we think about that?
That's nice.
Do you think that it matters if you can feel the cat?
Well, no, that's interesting. Tell me what you mean by that.
Since I started doing Domingo's all natural amphetamines every day, I haven't been able to feel anything in my hands.
Oh, interesting.
So I'm guessing, is it?
Well, so maybe that rule. Maybe I wouldn't worry too much about that one then. But so those are the 12. Those are the 12 rules that if you let them guide your life, you're going to be fucking set. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Brandon.
I think if you're listening to this, you need to be doing a little less. You know, these folks out there, they need to do a little less watching 13 Reasons Why, do a little more reading 12 Ways of Life.
That's exactly That's exactly
ways,
right.
12 rules
so Brandon,
of life.
So, Brandon.
12 rules of life.
Brandon, we were very interested in asking...
So, Brandon, it's time for the quiz.
It's time for the quiz.
Yeah.
Could you just really
pop
quickly,
pop quiz,
can you tell us the 12 rules?
Yeah, could you tell us the 12 rules? If you do respect them so much.
Okay, pet a cat.
That's rule number 12.
Yeah. Can you start with number one?
Make sure your house is in order.
Yeah, that's one of them.
That's one of them.
Before you criticize other people. What does that mean to you, Brandon? You know, we don't have to actually do this. We don't have to actually go back through all of them.
Okay, yeah.
But I feel like you get it.
If you had to synthesize all of that into one general principle, what would you say, Brandon?
Say, we're about your damn self. You know, get your shit right. That's good.
In the words of Peterson himself. Worry about your damn self.
Worry about your damn self.
He said
I love gay guys.
Yeah, we love.
I
we do. And that's
love gay guys.
The thing about gay guys is that's not the letter that I have a problem with.
Yes, that is not the letter that we have a problem with.
And you're going
to
find out behind the paywall.
Yeah, behind that wall.
We've got a couple of minutes left, and we get messages all the time from
fans. Let's take some listener
questions. Yeah, please.
This first question comes from Alan R. in Philadelphia.
They're just looking for guidance, you know?
Totally. Mm-hmm. This first question, Grace, do you have it too? You want to give it a read? Or?
Yeah, I can give it a read.
Or I can
this
do it.
This first question is, what can I say to a girl to make her want to have sex with me? I'm so lonely, and I don't want to die a virgin. I'm 76 years old. Alan R., Philadelphia.
It's a really good question.
Probably, I have 500 books.
No, listen, here's the thing. I would say there's a few key phrases in my experience that you can say to make a woman have sex with you. Because the thing about women is that women's minds, and I know this because I've been a man and I've been a woman, and the thing about women's minds are that they're almost like a game, you know? Talking to women is like playing a game. You can game the system. Certain women, not every woman, but certain women have almost activation phrases.
Oh, I have one of those.
That you can say. Do you really?
I have one
it?
Of those.
You don't have to tell me what it is. That's a very personal question. I'm sorry.
When someone told me my activation phrase the first time, that's what turned it on and made me transition.
What was that?
Interesting.
My activation phrase is Scooby-Doo 2 Monster Island. Or Monsters Unleashed.
Oh, wow.
If you say it, does it work on yourself?
Oh, jeez.
You forgot your the own phrase. Activation phrase.
I'll fuck anyone in this room right now.
Oh, man.
Including myself. I'm getting a little handsy with myself right now.
Well, how's his health? Did he say?
Oh, the 70. No, that's the whole question. Sort of that's the full question. So we don't know if he's got 10 years left or two.
This was a handwritten letter, and it was quite greasy.
It was written badly.
It was very.
It was written with that kind of telltale,
obviously
like,
Parkinson's
dementia
or something.
Situation. Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could position it as like sort of a medical necessity.
Totally.
Yeah. Totally. Oh, I think that's a really good idea.
Yeah. And the cool thing about being 76 years old is that you can pretty much have the age range with which you can have sex.
Yeah.
Very broad, you know?
We have one last question, which we'll do really, really quick.
Yeah.
That I think is really important to get to.
I can go ahead and read this question. This question comes from Justin W. in Los Angeles. Mm. And the question is, how do I get rid of a dark spirit in my home? I believe it to be making me impotent, and my wife is threatening to leave. She says there's no spirit and that I just need to stop drinking so much. But I can't stop drinking, because if I stop drinking, I won't be able to see the spirit anymore. And that's from Justin W. in Los Angeles.
Wow. Leave that bitch.
That's kind of a dilemma.
Leave that bitch. Say,
sounds like a her problem.
Yeah, I would say
leave that bitch. And you won't even be alone because you've got the spirit.
Leave that, exactly. Leave that
bitch.
That's
not even a problem. Okay.
Yeah. That one was easy.
That one's actually really easy.
Well, Brandon, thank you so much for being on the Girl God Experience.
We had a great time today.
Thank you for having me.
You have a new pod launching, right?
Yes, I think as of this, it will be. It's the Brandon Jamel show. Me and Jamel Johnson.
Hell yeah! Very funny guy.
Brandon's another thinker who says things that most people aren't even allowed to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So go ahead and check out that show.
Yeah, but due to his specific half Filipino, half white heritage, he can say whatever he wants.
Yeah. Yes, that's true.
Yep.
That's true. So, yeah, exactly. Brandon, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Brandon.
Yes. We've really learned a lot today. So
did I.
Yeah. And thanks for listening to the Girl God Experience.
Check back with us later. We'll be back with more.
Yo, thank you for listening to The Girl God Experience. The Girl God Experience was produced by Earwolf, Grace Freud, and April Clark. The show's producers are Anita Flores, Josh Richmond, and Amelia Chapelo. Audio engineered by Abby Aguilar. The Earwolf Presents series is hosted by myself, Jacquise Neal, and our theme music was engineered and sung by the one and only Jordan Duffy. Special shout out to Jeff Gross and Aaron Nestor. And for more information on Earwolf Presents, make sure to visit earwolf.com and follow us at Earwolf on all your favorite social platforms.